First, the bad news. SAP Business AI won't generate amusing holiday cards, but it will personalize career paths for your people and let you know which suppliers are best, so you can be ready for the next opportunity. Revolutionary technology, real-world results. That's SAP Business AI.
Hey, your Money Briefing listeners, this is J.R. Whalen. Here at YMB, we're all about bringing you important personal finance and career news to help you make better decisions about your money. But we want to learn more about you. What are the biggest challenges you face in your household budget? If you're listening on Spotify, look for our poll under the episode description, or you can send us an email to ymb@wsj.com. That's ymb@wsj.com. Now on to the show. Here's your money briefing for Friday, November 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Financial experts often talk about the importance of saving money, mainly to cover unforeseen expenses. But some people are taking that a step further.
I call it an options fund in the piece. Other people might call it FU money. For me, this is a bucket of money that I put aside in addition to my emergency savings, in addition to my retirement. It's like a third fund that I've started to create for myself that basically allows me to get myself out of any situation that I don't want to be in.
We'll talk to WSJ's Jessica Chow after the break.
First, the bad news. SAP Business AI won't help you generate cubist versions of your family's holiday photos. But it will help you understand which supplier is best to help you roll out your plant-based packaging in Southeast Asia, or identify the training your junior project manager needs to rise up the ranks, and automate repetitive tasks while you focus on big innovations, so you can be ready for the next opportunity. Revolutionary technology, real-world results. That's SAP Business AI.
To some people, having more control over your work life means having enough money to tell your boss goodbye and walk away. Jessica Chow is a senior supervising producer with The Wall Street Journal. She wrote about this topic and she joins me. So Jessica, what inspired you to write this?
I was thinking a lot about Lucy Liu. And she has that viral clip of her talking about FU money when she talks about how when she was younger, she worked really hard to save up this money so she could say no to any job if she didn't want to do it. And I didn't realize it, but when I first saw that clip in my early 20s, it really impacted me. And it made me so anxious. I was like constantly watching my budget to make sure I was saving. And I was saying yes to almost every single freelance job. And after a while, I got a little burnt out. And so I was thinking about like, why am I saving this money? How much is enough? And at what point would I feel like I would want to use it?
So when we're talking about the money, we're not talking about the salary from your job.
I call it an options fund in the piece. For me, this is a bucket of money that I put aside in addition to my emergency savings, in addition to my retirement. It's like a third fund that I've started to create for myself that basically allows me to get myself out of any situation that I don't want to be in. You know, if I'm going through a really like tough time in my life, I can look at this money and be like, well, if I really didn't want to be here, here's something that could support me.
Now, you like your current job, but has there been a previous job situation where you really did want to say to your boss, hey, I got to go. Goodbye.
It was a role that was really good experience for me for maybe 1 or 2 years, but there wasn't really an opportunity for growth. There wasn't any stepping stone to the next role or position. And there also wasn't a lot of room for salary growth. So that was a moment where I was like, let me reevaluate and see if I can find another place to be or like remove myself from this and give myself some time to figure out what I want next.
Now, I'm sure there are many people in similar situations where they're at a job where they're not getting ahead, but that takes a lot of strength to actually not want to leave, but actually take the step and leave.
And I want to be really honest, this fund, like a part of it might be for my career, but a lot of it is just for any life situation. And the way that I've been thinking about it is I never want financials to be the reason I stay in a situation.
A lot of people would love to have extra money, not just an emergency fund, but to be able to maybe not have as many financial chains on their lifestyle. But why is this especially important to your generation?
It's felt like there hasn't been a lot of stability in our lives. We have layoffs often. A lot of us can't afford to own a home ever. Rents are constantly increasing. And my generation has more student loans than the generation beforehand. This isn't necessarily about like loosening the financial chains, but it's more about creating a separate bucket to fall back on in case something happens or in case things aren't panning out the way that we wanted.
So not necessarily go on a great vacation or go out to dinner for 2 weeks. It's something in between that and having money for an absolute emergency.
Well, there's an emergency fund, which financial planners will always say 3 to 6 months of your life expenses. And then there's your fund, which you can shrink and grow based on how much you're making and what your life expenses are. And then there's this fund, which is not the health emergency, not there's a family emergency. But this fund is something long term still isn't working, and I need to figure out how to change that. And so that might be things are okay in stasis, but maybe I want a career change and I need to go back to school. And then so you have this fund that allows you to jumpstart that change.
So how do you get yourself into position to take the first couple of steps to get yourself on the road to get to a point that you wrote about in your story?
The first step is, do you want to do this, right? Do you want this fund? Is it important to you? It's like prioritizing, right? Maybe first prioritize your emergency fund because that's very important. And then retirement. And then if you're like, actually, at this point, I have this retirement fund, but I know in 2 years, this isn't going to work out for me, then you might want to like reevaluate your savings plans. But for the first step is realizing, okay, I need this fund or I want to be saving for this. I spoke to a financial advisor, AJ Ayers, and she was basically like, the secret to financial independence is either make more money or save more money. And the making more money is, okay, if you are in a job that isn't paying you what you need to live or isn't paying what you want to get for your quality of life, then you might have to make some real evaluations of like, is this the industry you want to be in? Do I want a career change? Do I need a pivot? And I think when a lot of people think the FU fund, they're like, oh, it's like fun money. And a lot of people that I talk to were like, I'm never going to have that. Just I would ask them about like, hey, like, do you have this fund or have you thought about it? And they'd be like, oh, you know what? I don't think about it because I don't think I'm ever going to be able to get that. Maybe we're not in a position to have the type of money that you can do whatever you want with and not have any consequence. But maybe we are in a position to build up some money that can allow you to do something if you really do want to change. And that's why I started writing the piece, is I wanted to figure out, you know, how much is that middle ground of an options fund, of an FU fund that isn't tens of millions of dollars that allows me to go on vacation forever. And so when I spoke to AJ, she had this calculation, which was basically, if you like your quality of life now, then your calculation is your current paycheck, your take-home pay for the month multiplied by how many months you would want to take for yourself. So if it's, I want enough to cushion me for 12 months if I like need to take a break and I want to leave this job. So it would be my current monthly take-home pay multiplied by 12 months.
And not that you would want to say F you to anybody. It's just a funny category. People put that money under an F you fund.
Sometimes I think of it not as an FU fund because oftentimes you're not really trying to say FU to somebody specifically, but it might be like an F this fund. You know what? I don't need this anymore.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Jessica Chow. And that's it for your Money Briefing. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Aisha Al-Muslim is our development producer. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are our deputy editors. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. We'll be back with a new show on Monday morning. Thanks for listening.